Now, us Essex East Coast sailors are not just immersed in the shallow brown soupy waters of the North Sea. We're also marinated in heritage and positively pickled in tradition. All that is, except for me. As for the authentic, genuine articles, these sons and daughters of the mystic marshes are all descended from generations of good, honest smuggler folk, and some can even trace their lineage right back to their parents. In Smock Central, otherwise known as Malden, virtually everyone has beards, even the men, accessorised with fish scales and wood shavings to strain the lumps out of our real ale, which we drink from leather flagons. And of course, we all pad around in splatchers. Here, for all you South Coast boutique yachties who prance around your Axminster carpeted pontoons in your doolally boaty booties, I should explain that splatchers are regulation East Coast footwear. These boards of ancient, bog-seasoned, epoxy-impregnated marine ply prevent us sinking into the mud as we go about our daily business of evading revenue men and poaching, leaving behind no identifiable footprints. Now, to be fair, splatchers do make driving stolen cars problematic. We find automatics are best. And standing at a bar within arm's reach of your pint of best botulism is something of an acquired art when wearing splatchers. But that's how much tradition matters to us. And on the plus side, when we start to sway from the intake of strong mead, the splatchers enhance balance and general uprightness, especially if you've remembered to nail them to the floor of the Queen's Head. Other than that, everyone round here owns a 200-year-old fishing smack, or at least a share of one that is currently in dispute. And when we go sailing, we all plumb for depth using a lead line with tallow. No one uses echo sounders because they can't be used as a cosh. So, all in all, our Essex archipelago is pretty much like the handball from what I've heard and seen on Howard's Way. But every now and then, a blow-in happens by who is even more authentic and traditional than us. This is the born-again, downsizing shipwright, who's not only got a certificate to prove it from the International Academy of Woodworrying, but wears dungarees, professionally distressed by geese and hawks, has a chest of glittering hand tools from Purdy, and dispenses ivory business cards from a genuine golden Virginia tobacco tin, the hallmark of the true artisan. They all come from somewhere called the City, where they did something to do with hedges, basically trimming back our pensions to non-existence to augment theirs so they can afford a midlife crisis at the age of 35 and go back to school. Other than that, they all own microbreweries, micro pigs, and IVF twin children. They make cheeses, have artisan bakeries, run pop-up restaurants, and holiday with David Cameron in Tuscany. And finally, for transport, they all tool around in carefully patinated Series 1 Land Rovers, sign-written Crispin Farquhar, ye old traditional boat builder to the nobility. That's spelt with a K, incidentally. Then underneath, in smaller type, the word established, followed by, in even tinier lettering, 2014. Now I'm stereotyping here because some of them are called Tarquin and others have been at it as far back as 2013. Nevertheless, they've all built a boat, or at least a half model, and if you happen by the Queen's Head, they might whip out their portfolio, which is held on something called an iPad. Now the first time we saw one of these in the Queen's Head, we took it for a splatcher, an easy mistake to make, because most of the boat builder blow-ins have crafted wooden cases for theirs for their graduating project. The joinery really is exquisite. So all in all, Malden is getting more and more traditional and authentic by the day, a haven of traditional wooden boat building skills in a crazy digital age. Now as the owner of an 18-foot sailfish, I find this immensely encouraging, in part because it's made of fiberglass, and partly because I've now had 27 tenders to refurbish, restore, make good, rejuvenate, patinate, and refinish the only bit of wood of my boat, the 2-foot-long grab handles on the top of my coach roof. All the tenders are on fine-headed, embossed, watermarked cream notepaper in a matching envelope. Now this is something of a departure from traditional local practice, whereby most estimates are finished with the words, P.S. I want the envelope back, and don't lick it or write on it. Indeed, most modern shipwrights have envelopes that have passed down through several generations. Nevertheless, I welcome this influx of new blood. Not only have I now got 27 quality cream envelopes, I am also seriously considering the tenders and will probably give the grab rail job to the first one who invites me out to Tuscany to discuss it further. I'm open to offers.